Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins fall last night 9-6 to the New York Yankees. The Yankees hit not one, not two, not three, but four home runs against the Twins pitching staff. Twins have given them 17 runs in two games to the Yankees. The first night they were station to station, and they were manufacturing runs. Last night, they went to work, and Aaron Judge hit a home run in the first inning, and Giancarlo Stanton hit two more before it was over, and it was not good. Randy Dobnak had a tough outing for the Twins. He signed that contract this offseason, not a big one by Major League standards, 5 years, I think it was $9.some million, certainly set him up nicely. But he's had a couple of bad starts now, and they need to figure it out, as they say. Joining us now on the Schiff Real Estate Hotline, Chris Finch, head coach, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Welcome to the show. First time I've had a chance to talk to you. I've only been able to observe you via Zoom, but I've enjoyed watching your short tenure here as you've tried to get this thing put back in place. Thank you for giving us some time this morning.
No, happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you made a couple changes with assistant coaches since the season ended, but you took this thing over on the fly. What is that like? Is it like drinking out of a fire hose, as they say? And how do you try to maintain and not overcoach and simplify when you pick up a team halfway through the year?
Great question. I mean, it was literally exactly as you just described it. It was a lot coming at us quick. It was a process of trying to prioritize what we felt we could actually change and impact and, you know, get some benefit from, what we felt we could do later or more of a medium term process, and things that we couldn't address. We just trying to push off to the summer. And then it was like just kind of taking some things that guys were already really comfortable with. And then just adding on to that, and then trying to simplify everything as possible. Everything else just kind of, we probably did more like eliminating of stuff than adding, and then just kind of took it back to the basics and tried to get guys to compete a little harder, think a little less, and just get back to like enjoying the game for what the game is, which is playing hard with, playing the right way with each other.
You know, I was talking to somebody recently, because we really didn't get to know the players or yourself, but, you know, you can only do so much, like I said, via Zoom. And I was talking to someone that's gotten to know Anthony Edwards a little bit, and he said, engaging young man, and this particular person said, he had all kinds of questions for me about what I did. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about, you know, a conversation, a one-sided conversation, which it can be sometimes. And now we got the draft coming up. What do you look at personality-wise, and how does Anthony Edwards fit that profile of someone that maybe isn't all consumed with himself, because he certainly plays the game with a smile like he doesn't really care who gets the glory, so to speak, and how much do you put into that when you assess a draft pick?
Yeah, when we go through the draft, our approach is we want the best talent available. I mean, I think that's just kind of, when you have a small roster, it's not football where you can really kind of drill down on filling, roster depth with need. We just want the best talent available. But basketball is becoming a more interchangeable sport. We feel comfortable and confident in being able to get different guys out there in different combinations, irrespective of their actual position. And so that's kind of our guiding principle. then after that, of course, you know, when you're trying to build a culture or a team in a winning environment, you need the human intangibles. It's like any other successful business. You want people who care about team success first. You want people that are willing to put the work in to get there. You mentioned Anthony's love of the game. That's one thing that we really try to figure out with guys is, like, do they love the game or not? You'd be surprised how many times, you know, athletes at the highest level, they don't have that love and passion for the game like you really want them to have. I mean, they're very good at it. But, you know, for whatever reason, that kind of passion and love of the game has left them. And then that's eventually going to come up and show itself, at some point along the way. So the more guys that love the game and are students of the game, the better chance you have of, you know, building the culture where playing winning basketball matters more than anything else.
Coach Finch, you were a grinder as a player, and I have a theory about that to an extent. That is, on the AAU circuit, when you watch these talented basketball players come through, we've never seen so much talent in this country as there is right now for basketball because of the training opportunities. But it seems to me some of these kids that are identified early on, they're told they're a great player. They're told when to be at practice. They're told when their games are, 365 days a year. And you almost sometimes sense that they don't process and think, why do I play this game? It's almost as if somebody just tells them, show up here, you're a great player. And they don't think about the passion part of it. Do you see that? That's bigger than just the NBA draft, but do you see that to an extent?
Well, I do. I see. Yes, I can see that in what you're referencing. I think there's certainly some element of truth in that. I think what also is impacting these kids, you know, with the AAU structures, is that they play a lot of games, and you know, they play games. They'll have a game at 11 o'clock, and if they it doesn't matter. They're playing again at 3 o'clock.
Yep. So, with not much practice in between.
Yeah, and what happens is, the result of the games become a little bit mitigated because they're just going to play again anyway. So, you know, when we grew up playing, and I don't want to be this guy who always talks about how it was when we were young, but when we grew up, we played a lot of more informal basketball. You played 5-on-5 in the park or the gym or the Y or wherever it was. And if you didn't win, you were off and you had to wait 30 minutes till your team got back on to try to play again. So, like, you had this innate competitiveness to stay on the floor no matter what, because the only way to stay on the floor was winner stays on. Now they play so many highly organized tournaments that are almost like showcases for their individual talent rather than something to achieve as a team.
Coach, appreciate it very much. Look forward to meeting you in person, and stay cool this afternoon.
Hey, I'm loving this. This is great. So I appreciate it. Look forward to catching up with you guys in person at some point.
Absolutely, Coach Fincher. I'd love to talk about his days in Denver with Jokic, too, as they go down the stretch. When we come back, how would you like to be a firefighter when you've got oppressive heat? The Minneapolis Fire Chief, Brian Tyner, joins us next to talk about just that. It's the Morning News. Mike Mack sitting in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.